Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, good morning and welcome, or good afternoon, depending on where and when you're listening to this. Some people might be listening to a repeat at 2 o'clock in the morning. God bless you. And some podcasts and so on, but just almost 24 years of habit, I tend to say good morning. I'm really excited to have in the studio Dr. Philip Coslow. We'll be talking to him about a procedure, I think revolutionary one, that can save teeth that were headed to a procedure that I'm not a big fan of, root canal. And that will come up first. And in the second half, we're going to be talking to a holistic nutritionist about how to survive the holidays. And I know you're thinking, wait a minute, the holidays are almost over. Well, she was scheduled before Thanksgiving, but we had a little trouble connecting. So we're going to do it today because, let's face it, these holidays keep coming. There's New Year's and Valentine's Day and maybe Super Bowl and then Easter. So I think we'll learn things that will be useful in times to come. Because I get up at 5:30 in the morning to come to the show, I'm able to listen at 6 to People's Pharmacy, which is a really good program. They tend to be a little on the conservative side, but they interview a lot of good university people, and I always learn something. Well, last week, they, in the little opening segment where they do news, they covered a study on vitamin D that had a negative outcome. It said it didn't help with COVID. Well, I had to write to them because I was annoyed that they didn't follow that up with any commentary. They just put it out there. I pointed out several deficiencies of the study, namely included that they didn't use enough vitamin D and they waited until the people were near death's door to give it to them. And I got an answer from Terry Graydon, the co-host, and she said not to worry, that today they were going to have a vitamin D expert on and go into some more positive results. And it was really good. They, among other things, I picked up this factoid that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the COVID guru, when pressed, and unfortunately had to be pressed by a reporter, admitted that he takes 6,000 units of vitamin D a day. Never mind that the government guidelines say, you know, 400 to 800 and as much as 2,000 is okay. And their expert, Dr. Hollis, said that he recommends for people 6 to 10,000 units a day and to get blood levels into the optimum range, which correlates with what we've been talking about. So happy about that. The blog this week was a review of what to do to prevent COVID and what to do if you come down with it. And I created a one-page PDF that you can print out and give to people that you'd like to share that information with. The week before, the blog was about Bill Sardi's B1.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest in the studio is Philip Coslow, DDS. He's widely recognized as a leader in dentistry, especially mercury-free dentistry, and just generally is holistic and environmentally aware, so that his procedures and his office all have those things in the back of their mind. And he's also a trooper. He got up early this morning and came to the studio. So good morning, Dr. Coslow.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Well, I told folks in the newsletter and in the opener that we were going to talk about a procedure not well known in the U.S. that can save teeth that are by all accounts destined for a root canal. But first, it just occurs to me that people are taking the stay-at-home order so seriously that even in the news they're saying they're not getting required medical attention for things, and so they're having heart attacks and such because they aren't paying attention in the way they normally would. Well, doesn't that also apply to dentistry? Are people just saying, well, I'll take care of that after COVID's gone?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the thing is that we're coming up on a year with this thing, and there's no telling how long
just
it's going to
last.
Just 1 year? Yeah,
it
seems like forever.
Okay.
But there's no telling how long it's going to last. I mean, it could go on another year or however long, with even with this vaccine that's come out, if that works. Yes, there are issues that a lot of people have, gum issues, decay, infections, that kind of thing, that you really can't ignore.
Or you do so at your peril.
Or you do so at your peril. You know, and things only get worse. I mean, you know, they don't go away. So really, you need to seek out your health care providers, whether they be, you know, your functional your chiropractors, your dentists, whoever it is. Don't ignore that, because it won't go away. It'll only get worse.
Well, I've never heard a dentist say, oh, well, you've got a really bad decay in that tooth. You know, take two aspirin, call me in the morning. I mean, you need to do something about them.
Yeah, it's not convenient right now. So, you know, come back later when it is.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
Well, when I was last in your office recently, I was very impressed with all of the precautions that you take to keep people safe. And I think maybe that will help reassure our folks that during the campaign they called them bedwetters because they were so nervous. and perhaps with good reason. Tell us what you do.
Well, I'll tell you, that old adage, necessity is the mother of invention, really holds true. My feeling is that the greater risk with this infection, this virus, is airborne. And so
absolutely,
what we've done to combat that is I have installed a new air purification system that is what they call space ready or space certified. And what that means is it was designed by NASA to scrub the air on space capsules, And now they've opened it up to the public, and we have that. There are five different systems that work to clean the air. All of my staff wear masks the whole time we're in the office. The gowns that we wear, that we change for each patient, are difficult to get today. And I have I've picked up a cabinet that I plug ozone gas into. And ozone kills bacteria, virus, fungus, everything. So we close that cabinet off, seal it off, and then we gas all those gowns, and that cleans the gowns. All the treatment rooms to combat the aerosol. I bought a cool mister at a retail store, and we use sodium hypochlorous. And you can buy sodium hypochlorous online. You can't buy the sodium hypochlorous. You can buy the maker. And it's a simple thing. You use salt and water. It electrolyzes it. And then we pour that in this cool mister. And then every time a patient, we complete the procedure for a patient, the patient leaves, and that room is fogged. And the fog is very light, so everything doesn't get wet. But it fogs the room so that it kills the virus. I'm excited about that. We've been doing that from the very beginning. I tried to order a defogger, and of course, it had to come from China, so it didn't show up. And when it did, finally, it was nothing more than a sprayer, like a garden hose.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, it was terrible. Patients are required to wear masks when they come in. We don't do any group type stuff. We pay attention to social distancing. And so, you know, I think it all boils down to just common sense, thinking about where the danger is, where the risk is, and then taking precautions to keep your security and keep your safety.
I think in a lot of places they're more concerned about surfaces, which is a factor. If people touch something that was just touched by a sick person and then they put, you know, pick their nose or rub their eyes or something, there is an issue with that. But as you say, I think the airborne is where the biggest issue is. And 6 feet is a start, but that's not the end of the discussion. I think they're showing it can be as much as 13 feet.
Yeah.
And depending on the size of the room and how good the air handling is, it can be, you know, even more than that.
Well, you know, this the virus supposedly can live in the air for 3 to 4 hours. And so that that air purifier that I spoke of actually is also a negative ion machine, which means that it goes out into the atmosphere, binds to virus and microbes that are lighter than air. When it binds to them, then it kills them and they drop because they're now heavier because they've got that extra compound. The surface is very important, but once again, I think the aerosol, the fogging, it rests down on all the surfaces. In fact, I'm such a believer. I have a daughter that's a kindergarten teacher in Nashville. And I bought her the stuff that she needs. I did buy her the purifier. She has that at home. But I also bought her the sodium hypochlorous machine and the little fogger. And she uses that in her classroom. And they have not had any outbreaks at all.
No, that's wonderful. I was showing you the negative ion generator that I have in here. I bring into the studio every day.
Great.
So you can feel protected that whoever was in here last didn't leave some little present for you in the air.
I feel safer already.
Yeah. One of the things that you do, which is fairly common, is no handshakes or hugs.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest disappointment because you're definitely huggable.
Well, I really miss that. I really miss that contact with patients. So we have a lot of patients that, gosh, they're friends. I mean, they've been patients of ours for 35, 40 years. And I miss that.
Well, you care about them.
Well, Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I went into this. I like people. I care about people. I'm anxious for this thing to be over, and I'm not crazy about what they call the new normal. I'd like to go back to the old normal.
Well, exactly. And your practice was the above normal. For example, one of your new procedures is no magazines because people continually handling those.
Yeah.
And you were one place that had the Current People magazines, which is how I rate health professionals. And you ranked very well on that. When we come back, I want to talk about that procedure, but I appreciate your going over all of these, because whether you're in this area and you can come or travel to see Dr. Coslow in North Dallas, you can use this as a checklist. And in fact, you can print it off of his website as a checklist to see how well your health professional measures up and maybe make some suggestions to them.
Sure. Yeah.
And the website is DallasDentist.net, but the address, phone number, email address, all of those things are in the description of today's show in the archives. As always, I try to make it easy to follow up. So go to hbnshow.com, click listen, and out of the archives, just pick today's date. And we'll be right back with Dr. Coslow. And then later in the show, we're going to talk to a nutritionist about surviving the holidays.
Good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lilly has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lilly of the Desert enriches their products with Aloe Sorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lilly Aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I was going to put a link directly to the guidelines that Dr. Coslow and Dr. Rao, his partner, have for their COVID-proofing their practice. But what happens is it pops up immediately when you go to their site. So all you have to do is, in the archives, select today's date, click on his name, and the site will pop up, and there are all of the is all of the information. And I managed to copy that off and make a document out of it. So I will do that probably later today, and I will make it into a document that you can also print out and have with you. So you can look for that. We can take some questions because this next topic may generate some. We're at 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-TALK. And this is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittig, and here in the studio with Dr. Philip Coslow. Dr. Coslow, you are ever alert for what's on the cutting edge, no pun intended, of dentistry and the best practices, and you've been way ahead of your time in making sure that not only did you not use mercury in your practice, but tell us a little bit about what people should know about removing mercury, because people learn about these so-called silver fillings that are really loaded with mercury, and they panic, and then they want them all out, or their practitioner said that's the cause of your problems. But it isn't as simple as just, well, let's just drill those things out of there. Tell us what the dangers are of just being a bull in a china shop.
Well, I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but mercury, you know, is a neurotoxin, meaning that it upsets the reactions and the actions in our body. And for cell and raising your hand, blinking your eye, it can affect all of that. When we're faced with a mercury filling, then there are precautions that we take. The patient's draped, they breathe oxygen. We're breathing oxygen. We're draped. It's a hazmat procedure. Most people, when they go to remove a mercury filling, grind it out, drill it out. That's really the worst thing you can do.
It makes it like aerosol.
It does. It creates an aerosol. Mercury has a very low boiling point, meaning that if you rub it, you still get mercury vapor coming off of it. And when you grind it out, that creates more heat. And so you have to be very careful about that. We go around and touch it as little as possible on the periphery of the filling. And then typically we can lift it out in one piece. But even with that, we have a large suction device that fits at near the patient's chin. We also have a strong suction device in the mouth. And my assistants and Dr. Rao's assistants are very well trained in where to place that suction device so that we don't have any patients that fall.
So you're not breathing it and swallowing it,
right,
in the process of getting it out, because you can actually at least temporarily make matters worse if you turn it loose in the body that way.
You sure can.
And
because it's a vapor, if you breathe it in, it goes into the brain. Once it crosses that blood-brain barrier, it changes, and it's very difficult to get it back out again. In the tissues of the body, other than the brain, there are some detox procedures that can be used, but for the brain, it's very difficult. So yes, it's very important that it is a hazmat procedure when they're removed.
Yes. Well, and you want to protect yourself and your staff too.
Absolutely.
So, this procedure that I've noted in the newsletter and mentioned earlier in the show, when someone has a tooth that has decay that's gone very deep and is touching the root, for example, the common answer is you have two choices. We can pull it out, or you can do a root canal.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the tooth, and then you're looking at maybe putting an implant or just not having your full bite. And we could probably do a show on issues with root canals, because there have been whole books written on that. Mm-hmm. Isn't it the most fundamental thing with those that there's always a little bit of infection left in the tubules of the tooth?
I believe there is, yeah. You know, and we do have patients that choose to have root canals. When they do, I really, really prefer them to see an endodontist that will use ozone gas and ozone water when the root canal is done. The gas will permeate the little tubules, and I feel better about that. I am still, like you, not a favor of root canals and not in favor of root canals. You know, there are a lot of them done every year. A lot of them fail. I see that all the time. But I think when they've been done with ozone, perhaps that will. And I haven't seen any studies about that, but perhaps that'll help.
Well, I've heard from some people that it seems to be a chain reaction. You have a root canal in one tooth, and pretty soon you need it in the next one, and there might be a connection.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How else can you solve the problem? What is this procedure that you say is fairly common elsewhere in the world, but we have the NIH syndrome, not invented here syndrome, and so it hasn't been publicized. What is that?
Well, here's the common scenario. We have a patient that comes in and they've been diagnosed for a root canal, and I'll look at the X-ray that they've provided me, and the decay is very deep. Very deep, so I clean out a part of the decay, leave the deepest part of the decay there, hit it with ozone gas, and then we seal it off. And what we're looking for is a remineralization. The body will remineralize tooth structure in the absence of bacteria when it's sealed. Now, these are teeth that are not hurting, but that have, when they go for a routine dental checkup, they'll say, oh, you've got a very deep cavity here that's probably going to need a root canal. I'm going to send you for a root canal, that kind of thing. But that kind of a scenario, and we see that all the time, that kind of scenario is oftentimes perfect for this, and the success rate's pretty high.
And for those that had a knee-jerk reaction when we said ozone, because if you watch the weather report, they'll say, oh, the ozone levels are high and, you know, their hair's on fire. That kind of ozone, the problem is not so much that form of oxygen as the fact that it's attached to smog and environmental toxins in the air. The actual real form of oxygen that you use, the therapeutic ozone, is safer because... Tell us about that.
Well, we use medical-grade oxygen, and we have... I think we have 6 or 7 ozone generators that create ozone gas and ozone water. You're right about the atmosphere. When the weatherman says, well, it's an ozone 3-day, that means it's easier for them to say that than there's so much arsenic, there's so much palladium, there's so much lead, there's so much tin, all that sort of thing in the air. They can just say it's an ozone 3-day. So people that have respiratory issues then can be aware of that.
The ozone's actually there trying to solve the problem, basically.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We use ozone on everything we do. It's everything we do is either fighting bacteria or virus.
Yeah, and it helps with periodontal issues and so on. We have two questions that came in too late for us to answer. And if you would just send those questions to info@hbnshow.com, and I will see that they get answered either personally to you or in the newsletter. So Lynn in Colorado and Jenna in Austin, thank you for your call. But we're shifting gears now. We're going to talk to a nutritionist. So unless the questions apply to her, we'll probably have to postpone them. Stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Jarrow Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info at hbnshow.com. Info at hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
As sometimes happens, we ran out of time. I wanted to give Dr. Koslow's contact information. I will give it again at the end of the show, and it is in the description of today's show in the archives. But he's located on Quorum Drive in North Dallas. The website is dallasdentist.net, and their phone number is 972-458-2464. And we could have talked a little bit about using vitamin D and vitamin K to help rebuild tooth structure, and maybe we'll do that on another show. Meanwhile, you could research that. My next guest is Carly Newbert. She's a holistic nutritionist, and you could probably start by defining that for us, Carly. Thanks for joining the Healthy by Nature show.
Hi, Marty. Thank you. So a holistic nutritionist is somebody who focuses on not the food guide pyramid or my plate, but really recommends researched and effective diet and lifestyle innovations based on science.
So drawing a distinction from the classic dietitian who tends to follow those guidelines that you mentioned, which in my experience are designed to keep you from having a third world deficiency disease and having nothing to do with optimum function.
Exactly, exactly. So really not buying into what the government is feeding us.
Yeah, literally as well as figuratively.
Absolutely.
Well, we had originally, we had a time zone or some kind of meltdown when you were supposed to be on before Thanksgiving, so we could have caught more of the holiday season. And just incidentally, that day was, I think, only the second time in the 23-year-plus time I've been on the air that I just I was looking at a half an hour of dead air if I didn't say, okay, let's just answer questions. And that's a little bit terrifying for me because I'm used to having a guest like you I can put on the spot. But I people were kind to me, and we had a good time. And I'm glad we got you now. But the holiday season, it's not going to end anytime soon. And the behaviors will crop up throughout the year because at least in the U.S., I don't know, maybe in the world, we've come to equate any kind of event with a need for lots of food and lots of certain types of food, and we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and retirements and everything else based on food, and we can get in trouble with that, and then it can stick with us, right?
Well, yeah. So, you know, the holidays, at least in the U.S., probably start, you know, pre-Halloween, which is in October, and really last through February when we're celebrating with chocolates and champagne and whatever else we're doing. And, you know, unfortunately, that gets us in the habit of just consuming more and more sugar. And our government estimates that the average American eats 153 pounds of sugar per year. And that's about a half a pound or a third a pound of sugar per day. So we get in this rhythm and we train both our bodies and our brains to react to sugar.
Well, if I could just jump in on that point, a lot of people will say, oh, I don't eat sugar. I don't put sugar in my coffee and I don't even have a sugar bowl. But how else are they getting all of this sugar?
Well, you know, all of our processed foods, right? So when we eat crackers, it may not have added sugar as an ingredient, but we know, of course, that that turns into blood sugar in our bodies, and our bodies react the same as if it were added sugar. And so when we're eating our simple carbs or our convenience foods, we are, in fact, eating foods that will raise our blood sugar.
And we're doing damage to not only our blood sugar management, but this is something people are more familiar with, gaining a pound between Christmas and New Year's. Over the whole holiday season, it may be like 4 or 5 pounds. It doesn't necessarily, when you write up your New Year's resolutions, just fall off. Isn't some of that carried over year to year?
Wouldn't that be nice if we said, I'm going to stop eating sugar and lose weight, and then it happens, you know, tomorrow? Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, we're a society that's just gaining weight, you know, year after year. And, of course, that has to do with our blood sugar management, but it also has to do with our microbiome and our gut and our immune systems.
This is a concept that is probably foreign to new listeners. They may have heard it over the years from me beating the drum on this topic, but isn't it true that somewhere upwards of 85% of our immune cells are located, our immune function is located in the intestinal tract, and so we need to be thoughtful about how we're treating that team?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I always ask my groups or my clients, where's your immune system? Point to it in your body. And nobody knows where to point. And, you know, although our spleen and our mucous membrane and our vagus nerve and our thymus, those are all involved in the immune system. But like you said, somewhere around 85% of those cells are in your small intestines. And that's also where we want good microbiota, and that's also where all of that sugar ends up when we eat it, and that is not conducive of having a healthy small intestines or a healthy immune system.
And because that's not what these bacteria like to eat. When I wrote my book, The Probiotic Cure, I really dug into what are their favorite foods, and it's certainly not sugar. The fungus and the yeast in our system love sugar. And so,
yes, they do.
We're feeding the enemy.
Right. And so our good bacteria, of course, I'm sure you outlined in your book, is fiber. We really need to be eating lots of different types of fiber to feed those good bacteria in the small intestines and in the large intestines.
And if we had to kind of summarize it, we would say they like vegetables and fibrous foods, and they don't like sugar and refined foods where the fiber has been taken out. So it doesn't have to be real complicated. Applying that might take some thinking about what you're putting in your mouth, but the principle is actually fairly simple.
That's such a great point, because you're right. It doesn't take, you know, a degree in nutrition to figure out what to eat. Just eat your vegetables. And, you know, that can be challenging and easy. It's just based on your habits. And, you know, I try to recommend people get at least 3 cups of vegetables per meal. You know, that's around 9 servings.
And your sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows on top, I don't think you get full credit for that because it's got too much sugar in it. And
absolutely.
When we come back, I'd like for you to address a little bit about the stress of the holidays and how that factors into our trying to give our good guy bacteria a break and help our immune systems, which now we're all finally aware that we have one. And hang in there, folks. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittick, and my guest today is Carly Newbert. She's a holistic nutritionist, and we'll be right back after these important words from our beloved sponsors. Stay tuned.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? Switch Immune Health Supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive 2 bottles free when you buy 3. That makes Molecular Multi only about $1 a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest in this half hour is Carly Newbert. I have a link to her at her website in the archive of today's show. Simply visit hbnshow.com, or you can spell it out if you like, healthybynatureshow.com. Click listen and pick today's date in the archives. And Carly, I'm afraid we're going to have to go for like a lightning round because I have way more questions than minutes left. As
okay.
You know, when I have somebody like you that I love to chat with, we get a little out of hand with that. I mentioned stress. Just quickly, what effect does stress have on what we've decided is important to our immunity and our health, and that's our gut bacteria?
So emotional and diet stress, so sugar, is not good for your good bacteria. During the holidays, especially when we have a lot of stress, we want to be making sure that we're taking our high-quality probiotics to get more good bacteria in there.
And because that gut-brain axis is a two-way street, what you do in your gut definitely affects the brain, and if you're purposely putting yourself under too much stress, that's not good for your good bugs. So keep that in mind. We mentioned that sugar is not good for the immune system. Could you quantify that for us?
Yes. So when you take a hit of sugar, aka a dessert, you know, a large piece of cake, about 75 grams of sugar, your immune cell function is weakened for about 5 hours. So you're more open to viruses and bugs and pandemics and all those sorts of things. And it has this long-term effect of creating more insulin resistance and more inflammation in your body.
And more desire for sugar because it's very addictive.
Yeah.
And people say, 75 grams, that sounds like an awful lot. Well, I just did a little quick search. A caramel frappuccino at Starbucks is 55 grams, so there's one drink. That's the easiest way to get a lot is to dissolve it in a liquid.
Absolutely.
What are your best strategies for making it through holiday meals, which, as you point out, if we're damaging our immune function for 5 hours and it happens to be while we're in a room full of people these days, that seems like an especially bad idea. So what are the strategies for making it through?
Bring your own. Offer to bring a side dish or a main dish that you know has health-promoting properties. Speak your truth gently, you know, say, oh, no, thank you, I'm on a cleanse, or, you know, I'm avoiding excess sugar, I'm concerned about my immune system. So say your truth, but say it nicely. And then for yourself, before you get there, set your goals and your boundaries. You know, I'm only going to have half a dessert, or I'm going to skip dessert. And then don't go hungry. And this is true. You know, we all know this. Don't go to the grocery store hungry. Well, don't go to a big party ravenously hungry where you're going to suffer from hand-to-mouth disease, you know, where you're just like a robot eating, eating, eating.
Yes, because your survival instincts take over and your body wants your blood sugar back up and it doesn't want to hear about celery at that point. It wants something a lot more rich. And you mentioned intermittent fasting improves maybe the day after you do a fast. And by the way, I really like your half a dessert idea better than skipping dessert because I think it's more practical for me. Let's move on to the replenishing the good bacteria with probiotics. I think you've been warned that my preference is for Dr. O'Hare's probiotics because when I looked at all the studies to write that book, The Probiotic Cure, I found ample evidence that it's the only one that does some of the things that we want, which is feeding our good bacteria the kinds of foods that you recommend we eat. Those are the fermented foods, the fiber, and you know, staying away from the processed foods and sugars. How say you?
Well, one of my favorite is Dr. O'Hara's also. And because, as you know, it is really a three-in-one product, right? It has those prebiotics, it has those probiotics that we're familiar with, and it has those postbiotics. So we know that the bacteria in those little magical capsules, you know, they've come along with their own lunch, and they've come along with those nutrients that they have produced. And another thing about Dr. O'Hara's is that you can take it with or without food, and you can leave it on your countertop. So it's shelf stable, so you don't forget about it in the back of the fridge, and you can travel with it. So it really is one of my personal favorites. And like you said, it has the research to support its efficacy and its unique properties. You know, there's not a lot or any other probiotic on the market like Dr. O'Hara's.
And it's in a blister pack, so one of my holiday recommendations is to keep it with you. And when after that meal and you didn't follow all of your good intentions and you start having a little bit of heartburn or stomach upset, chew a couple of Dr. O'Hara's and you will get very, very fast relief from that. And unfortunately, that music means we're near the end of our time here. We'll have just a smidgen on the other side of this break, so stay with us. I've got a couple more questions for Carly Newbert, and I'm going to repeat Dr. Koslow's information about how to reach him, and we need to talk about where to buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. We'll be right back. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we're trying to arm you for getting the best out of the holidays and not having so much catch-up to do in January. And that's catch-up, not ketchup. A lot of sugar in that.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Get out the show stretcher. This is a typical 10 pounds of beans in a 5-pound sack situation. My follow-up advice for Dr. Coslow is his website, dallasdentist.net. And the phone number there is 972-458-2464. As I said, I'll make up a PDF that you can print out of the protocol for how to have a safe dentist visit. And he said he's welcome to answer questions about that at the phone number. And Dr. O'Hare's probiotics are available through really virtually any good nutrition retailer, online or in bricks and mortar, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and also available at many, many online sellers. My guest, Carly Newbert, one of the things in your bio that I thought was really meaningful is that she believes in science and magic, which is science we don't yet understand. I love that. And I'd like to have you back sometime, Carly, and talk about your personal journey. You've had some very interesting experiences, and I think that would be fruitful.
I would love that, Marty. Thank you.
I've got 3 quick questions for you, and apologies to those that tried to get through and couldn't. I just want to mention that you said that sleep is also important for the healthy gut. Virtually everything we do affects them, so just think of them as your pets, you're part of your family. What's the best time to take probiotics, with food or without it? I think you said it didn't matter, which is unusual for probiotics.
Yeah, so because Dr. O'Hara's is a food-based supplement, we don't have to worry as much about, well, when to take it. And so, I usually recommend it right before food, let's say half an hour, but honestly, it doesn't much matter. The best time to take it is when you'll actually remember and be compliant and take it.
Oh, that's exactly what I tell people. And I think because one of the main benefits from Dr. O'Hare's probiotics is the postbiotics that it has in them, which are the ready-to-go signaling compounds and so on that the bacteria have made out of your food. Those are not so sensitive to digestive juices. And Rosalinda in Royce City wanted to know about your thoughts on stevia versus sugar.
Oh, goodness. So stevia isn't going to hurt the microbiome, and sugar is. So always choose stevia over sugar.
All right. Well, that was just exactly what we needed, short and to the point. Well, Carly Newbert, thank you very much for your time today. And listeners, we will have a live show again next week, even though it's the day after Christmas. So have a Merry Christmas between now and then. We love you and appreciate your listening and spreading the good word about being healthy by nature. Take care and be safe.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.